We got new boots, and I'm so thrilled. They're Tecovas boots. And you know why I'm so excited about getting Tecovas boots and why I was so happy to get mine in the mail? Because the girlies from Potomac went to the Tecovas store in the most recent season of Real Housewives of Potomac, and I was like, if Robin and Karen have Tecovas, I want Tecovas.
Well, I have a good reason, too, because I've been doing a bunch of line dancing, and I didn't have any cowboy boots, and so I got my Tecovas, and let me tell you, the difference it makes to be dancing in cowboy boots... Huge.
On the line dancing floor. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you can really smack the floor and swing around. You need cowboy boots.
Yeah, I didn't get cowboy boots. I got Chelsea boots, but they're great. They're brown.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see them.
They're just, I like taking them on and off. They're so lovely. They're kind of a beautiful leather. They're beautiful leather.
Well, they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. They've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. It's true because cowboy boots can be a little bit hard to break in.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Mine, I was swinging around, no pain.
No pain. And Tecovas is Western to their core. They offer a bunch of other head-to-toe Western staples like trucker jackets, the perfect jeans, performance pearl snaps, cowboy hats, bandanas, you name it. They'll get you outfitted. They believe in Western for all. And you can feel that when you go into their stores. When you walk in, you'll be greeted like family. I saw them do it to the girlies from the Real Housewives of Potomac. It seemed like they were being greeted like family. You'll be offered a boot shine and a drink. Yes, even the hard stuff if you prefer. And you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. But if you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and the most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and point your toes west.
You will drain it. Yeah, yeah, Neo. Yeah, they want to know. Hey. Neo.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Neo. Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
This is a Pop Crave tweet that's from news dropped on the Kelly Clarkson show. Taylor Lautner confirms fiance Taylor Dome will be taking his last name when they get married, which means we will have two Taylor Lautners in that family. It will be officially Taylor's Lautner.
I like how hard these two are sticking to, like, no one is budging. You know, it's very much like a dead heat, a standstill. Oh, my God. Oh, my brain. It's a standstill. It's like both Tays are not backing down. Taylor Lautner's like, well, I've had this name my whole life and I am a celebrity, vaguely. And Taylor Dome is like, not a celebrity, but this is also my name. So it's like, okay.
I will go by Taylor.
But also you'd think it would be like, okay, well then, like, I guess I won't take your last name. Like, it's cool. We're modern. We're hip. I'll just be Tay Dome and you can be Tay Lout. But no, she's going to be Mrs. Taylor Lautner and he's Mr. Taylor Lautner.
I know. I love it. He said, I was like, are you into this last name? Because we already share one name. So it's going to be extra complicated. We're literally going to be the same person.
So wait, you're engaged. Congratulations.
I am. Thank
That's
you.
That's exciting. This is my favorite thing to learn about you, though. Her name is Taylor.
What
were the chances?
We either keep it super simple or super complicated.
Okay, so, do you go by Taylor and she goes by Tay?
Yes.
Okay, that makes it easy.
Or a lot of people just do boy Tay and girl Tay.
Oh my God. Like, it sounds Tay, like girl. You're in Montessori, like, yeah. Like pre-K.
Yeah, but either Taylor and Tay or boy That's Tay, right. girl Tay.
It's cool to lean in on this one. It's cool to lean in on this one because I truly don't know what else either of them are doing. So this to me is like a really bonus. Like, they got a Kelly Clarkson interview out of it. I'm not sure what else is he promoting.
Well, because of streaming, everybody is starting to rediscover things. Like, there were huge pop culture moments. Yeah. And even my 7-year-old daughter, literally, I found her watching Twilight, which I love you, but I had to turn it off because she's 7.
Yeah.
But I love the movies, and I'll let her watch it when she's older.
This is a People headline. I know you're obsessed with it organically. You brought it up 2 days in a row to me, and you've been, like, laughing at it to me on the phone.
I love it.
But what I realize is that it's perfect for who's there. Bryce Dallas Howard values critics and their opinions, even bad reviews. Quote, I love feedback. That's kind of the essence of who's there.
Truly.
We love feedback.
I love a queen who loves feedback.
We love feedback.
And so does Bryce Dallas Howard. She says, I love feedback. It's like so funny. She's like, I don't care what the critics say. I love feedback.
She says, I assume critics started doing what they did because they loved movies. I just respect that so much and honor that. I love feedback so much because it's the only way that I can grow and develop my own taste and whatnot.
Incredible.
So if it's a slightly strange relationship,
Incredible.
Sometimes when I've gotten an unfavorable review, I reach out to the person and say, thank you so much for speaking to this, agree with you, and I'm going to hopefully overcome that in the next one. But I thought what you said was very insightful. Imagine getting that, like,
imagine
Lisa Frank card to your home address.
Imagine getting that.
Well, I wonder if, like, the critic who receives that is like, is this a power move? Is this supposed to intimidate me? But she means it quite earnestly, you know?
Hey, it's Bryce Ellis Howard. You wrote a review of my new movie, Jurassic Park Asshole, in your magazine, like, movies, movies, movies. Just want to say, like, I know you didn't like the movie, but I still treasure your feedback. Have a good one. Speaking of doing this, Amanda Stenberg DM'd a New York Times critic and wrote, your review was great. Maybe if you had gotten your eyes off my tits, you could have watched the movie.
Wait, which I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Was this from Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Yes. A gay woman also. And then that person responded, hey, Amanda, generally a big fan of your work, but this sure is something. Really wishing you well in your career and life. Have a nice night.
Oh, my God. That's very funny. I didn't see that. Okay, let's play some calls because you're listening to Who's There, our weekly call-in show where we take your questions, comments, and concerns at 619-WHO-THEM because we love feedback.
Hi, I just called, but I just wanted to let you know The Rock did have one daughter with his ex-wife. Crunch, crunch.
The Rock did have one daughter with Danny Garcia, and her name is Simone Johnson, and now she wants to be a wrestler.
Of course. What else is supposed to do with that gene pool?
The fourth generation wrestler, which we've talked about the fact that The Rock has wrestling in his blood, but fourth generation wrestler.
She's the first, right? That's some, they said she's the first.
The first ever fourth generation wrestler WWE in the wrestler. History of the WWE. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Very cool.
And her wrestler name is Ava Rain.
I don't like that.
It sounds intimidating. I do think it sounds intimidating.
I want it to be like something else.
You want it to be like a follow-up of The Rock.
I want it to be like the pebble.
The stone.
Not
the pebble.
Like the stone.
Ava Rain. She has 436,000 followers on Instagram, including Alexander Daddario.
Oh, sick.
Okay, next call.
Hi, Who Weekly. Long time. I'm calling about Chelsea Winstanley. I can see why you think she's married based on the evidence that currently exists, but I was following her when everything was originally posted, and there were more stories at the time that showed what had happened was they were at some kind of film premiere in Hawaii or New Zealand, and they were both wearing white dresses, and everyone said they looked like they were getting married, so they just walked over to the beach and took pictures of themselves on the beach as a joke. But once all those stories expired, now it's just a bunch of people complimenting them on getting married. So I'm pretty sure that they did not actually get married. And I believe it was the premiere of Capo. I don't really know what that is. Anyway, crunch, crunch.
What the fuck? We were bamboozled.
I still think they were married.
No,
I think
they're
married.
No.
I do. There are too many comments that don't seem like jokes.
Yeah, I don't know. I believe this person, though. They were there.
But they don't know Chelsea Winstanley. They were just bystanders.
They were there.
I want confirmation.
I
want Chelsea to call. I think Chelsea Winstanley is married, and I think that Dakota Johnson is pregnant, and I will believe those things until I get definitive proof otherwise, to the contrary.
And you believe in Santa Claus. And you believe...
Okay, next call.
Hey, Who Weekly. Dumb sports thing that I actually know, so I'll try to keep it short. When you guys were talking about Ben Simmons and you mentioned he tweeted slow news day, I believe that wasn't about cheating rumors or breakup rumors. There were also rumors the same day. Ben Simmons did not play in the final playoff game his team, the Nets, were in. And he was out for like back soreness and people were kind of like, okay, this is the last game of the season. If we lose, we're out. Can you please play? And apparently in the players group chat, someone asked him like point blank, are you playing in game four? And he left the group chat, which is like the most petty thing you can do to like not respond. Because not only do you, it's not like you leave group chats quietly, like the little gray text says, like Ben Simmons left the group chat. So I don't know if that was ever confirmed or if it was rumored, but that day Ben Simmons tweeted slow news day, which now that I'm thinking about it, maybe they did put out these breakup rumors at the same time just to like distract from that. give him like slightly different PR because, I mean, you guys talked about him for 5 minutes and didn't bring this up once. So maybe it worked. I don't know. Conspiracy theory hat on. Eminent domain. Ben Simmons is also really a terrible basketball player. So don't like him. Bye. Crunch, crunch.
We didn't bring that up because we simply don't read sports media, you know, like that.
I don't read sports media.
But that's what I'm saying is like we didn't even know. Yes, you're right. They did a good job bearing whatever that is to us because we didn't even see the alternative. But I do wonder if it is doing any sort of burying for people like you who had like heard the first story and kind of thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And petty.
Well, our friend Jeff sent me a voice note.
Our friend Jeff sent you a voice note?
Yeah, and he goes, hey, this is just easier for me to, like, speak out. He's a sports guy, and he was like, I think that Ben Simmons' slow news day is a response to this group chat drama, and he explained the entirety of the group chat drama.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, that's so funny. I didn't see a thing about that, but in your opinion, now that you know both possibilities, do you think slow news day is about the group chat drama making the news or the breakup rumors making the news? And Jeff said, now I have no idea. So even the sports guy is unconvinced.
I think it seems like it would be out the group chat because the group chat seems like a more thing to call ridiculous, you know, versus the breakup rumors, which now even seem secondary to like something that arguably is more important for his career.
Jeff, I don't mean to quote you, but he says, no idea. I follow him closely because the Nets are constant drama and he's in the middle of all of it. I never thought once about his relationship. But now he's saying he could have been referring to both to either thing. He has no idea. Yeah. So we don't know. Now there's context.
That's funny.
He pettily left a group chat, which is a hilarious thing to do.
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby, Timmy. Medium time. I was just listening to the pod, and I have to confirm regarding the day of indulgence. I work in luxury PR in Los Angeles with a lot of celebrities and can confirm like the kind of point of being included is not pitching out that you are included at the day of indulgence or even like the placement in InStyle, which is very clearly like paid for. It's more just getting the products into the hands of celebrities and hoping that they just become organic fans of your brand or product and like keep asking for more because that's at that point is when you can actually like pitch it out to media and stuff like that. So it also costs a lot of money in addition to, you know, being chosen and selected by Jennifer Klein to be included. Most of my brands are pretty successful and they like kind of look at down on the event and don't want to be involved in it anymore. So you are correct that it's, you know, maybe more of like a new kind of brand thing unless they have like a really good long relationship with Jennifer Klein. I've participated in it in the past for a brand, didn't do much, but yeah, the whole point is just trying to like get those celeb fans overall. Crunch, crunch, Tim Tebow lesbian. Have a good one.
I love that call.
Yes, that call confirmed our suspicions that it is more of a B2B scenario, like a more of a business to business. We're not really publicizing what's going on here, but that doesn't mean that InStyle isn't going to publish an entire article listing all of the things that happened. Like it's still very much like the moment guests crossed the threshold, they were invited to partake in a Live More Organic smoothie made on site. Then by the entrance lay a vast array of snacks, Carnegie Deli black and white cookies, summer water, smart sweets, lesser evil popcorn, Brock shot baked by Melissa,
oh my God,
mini cupcakes flown in from New York naturally, Twizzlers, Bark Thins, oh my God, moms love Bark Thins,
cupcakes
and
Brookside flown
chocolates
in? They're going to be so dry. Don't fly in your cupcakes.
Brightly colored floor arrangements by Flower Maid accented every room of the house, which was impeccably solid and yet inviting and cozy. Multiple massage and clothing stations were set up with apparel brands like Marine Layer, Lunia, Splendid, Veronica Beard.
Oh my God. Well, when you read this story, you don't get links out to any of the brands. There really aren't many photos. There's like 3 photos of the actual tables with stuff. Most of it is just a who's who.
It is funny to kind of hear celebrities being quoted as shamelessly like, I love a deal. Like Mindy Kaling is quoted as saying, what a deal. I love shopping.
Bryce Dallas Howard calls it Christmas in August.
Allison Janney said, I'm a real product whore on the way out. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you're getting this weird other side to celebrities in which they're like, shop till you drop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love a deal. I'm cheap.
In the living room, an acupuncturist offered Kai Wellness crystal ear seeds for the guests, including Leslie Mann, who wore a long pink and white peony floral dress with puffy sleeves that she picked up on a Hawaiian vacation with her family. After receiving a neck and shoulder massage, Allison Janney, draped head to toe in flowering black Zirena dress and carrying a mini Louis Vuitton shoulder bag, it's like so crazy how many like brands. Tatcha, Kate Somerville, Milk and Honey, Mutha Body Butter, Oxygen Facials, IS Clinical EO Oils, New Face Mini Plus, Bristle Farms, Hilda Fresh Salad Bar, and Tokaya Burritos, Wraps, Plantain. Sorry, I'll stop.
The lead image last year, as we talked about earlier this week, last year, the lead image on the InStyle exclusive piece about this was just Jennifer Lopez alone outside at the event.
Right.
This one is a group shot, and it's, who is that? MJ Rodriguez, Yvonne Orji, Jennifer Coolidge, Cynthia Erivo, Molly Shannon. Who is the woman in the hat in the middle? Molly Shannon, Cynthia Erivo, Yvonne Orji, MJ Rodriguez.
Allison Janney. That's Allison Janney.
That's Allison Janney. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's on an off day.
She's on an off day. She looks great. Everyone looks great. I like her hat. The hat sort of obscured her.
Everyone looks really nice and fresh-faced. And I'm saying that like the way that celebrities tabloids say it. Like, they look fresh-faced. Like, no one's wearing makeup. No one's wearing a lot of makeup.
Also, Cynthia, shouldn't you be shooting Wicked? I hear you have two movies to make.
Oh,
what are you doing here at
the
Day of
Indulgence?
Why are you
calling her out for not shooting
Wicked?
Isn't
Wicked shooting, like, in another country? Isn't it being shot in, like, Belfast or something?
All I know is that guests hydrated with Fiji water while staff wandered the premises, offering Suja wellness shots, JNSQ Rosé, Moët Chandon minis, Berry Lemonade Health Aid kombucha shots, and mini tequila Don Julio margaritas. Okay?
I was trying to think of the brand Moët Chandon recently, and I couldn't do it without thinking of Vanessa Bayer going, Moët Chandon, from that SNL sketch. Like, yeah. I could not think of it not being Moët Chandon. And guess what? Vanessa Bayer's there.
What about when you think about when vendors invited guests to grab size-inclusive Cosabella bras, Halo 42 body elixir, and bottles of fresh tea, elixir skin, resilience activating serum, noon hydration tablets, and more.
When I think about that, all I can hope for is that Pussycat Doll singer Nicole Scherzinger also took a particular interest in the Crate and Barrel utensils and loaded up on makeup junkie bags.
Keep reading.
If that's the case, then I'm happy. Guests were also gifted Tyra Banks' Model Land gift certificates, which would let recipients and their friends have their very own, quote, posing parties where you'll learn how to pose from head to toe, as Banks promised, as well as New Balance sneakers to wear post-runway training.
No one is cashing in those.
around the corner, Angela Bassett snatched up some Crate and Barrel kitchen utensils, mentioning how she just redone her kitchen. I love a good spatula, she grinned.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it is like truly the lowest.
I needed new forks.
It's the bottom of the barrel celebrity gifting in a way that is just so shameless. Like,
but it's good shit.
Well, I would love some kitchen utensils from Crate and Barrel. On their way out, each guest collected a grand prize, a Samsonite gift suitcase.
I'm just like, I'm looking at all these things and it's like, you know, like a, I'm just thinking of like gift bags. Like if you go to like a, I'm thinking of like a conference, I don't know, like a work thing and you get like a tote and something dumb and like candy that you don't want. Like my kingdom for leaving an event and being given like utensils and a spatula. That's amazing.
Good
That's
ones.
So
from
helpful.
From Crate and Barrel.
Good ones. Good ones.
Also, they call it the girls only event. I know for a fact Brooklyn Beckham was there. So don't play me just because he's not mentioned in your article, Rachel. I know he was there.
They cropped him out of the frame.
They cropped him out of every photo.
God, I'm so glad we finally got these photos. This is
me
wonderful.
Too.
Allison Janney, I'm sorry I couldn't recognize you.
Yeah. And Jennifer Klein, I'm sorry I couldn't come this year. I just wasn't in LA, you know? I couldn't fly out for this. Next year, I will. I'll fly out.
I would love to be cropped out of the frame at the
boys
Jennifer
allowed.
Klein event.
Okay.
No, but I could be cropped out of the frame.
You can do the thing that I saw somebody write, the Daily Mail wrote about Brooklyn Beckham helping, like, put Nicola's packages in the car. So you can come and, like,
I'll put your
packages in
the car.
Yeah.
I'll put your packages in the car.
I'll let you keep one utensil from Crate and Barrel.
Just a spatula. I want like one like 100% silicone like spatula, please.
Okay. Okay.
Next call.
Hey, Lindsay Bobby. I haven't watched the new season of Never Have I Ever. You're talking about Mindy Kaling on the Patreon. And the one thing I do know is that apparently Deacon Reese Phillippe is like a big guest star on one of the episodes. He's not playing himself, he's playing a character. It's his first acting role. I'm curious if this is something he's trying to break into, but I was thinking, are the Witherspoon Phillippe children, Ava and Deacon, are they them? Just on the basis of who their parents are and the fact that they look so much like his parents and everyone's obsession with that. But are they them? Like, are there any other, I guess, like, Blue Ivy's of them? I guess I'm wondering if some kids are just them by birth, like they inherit it. Anyway, I don't know. Crunch, crunch.
Answer his question first.
Okay. Are they thems? No. They're not thems. They're whose.
Great.
But here's the thing about Deacon Phillippe. His middle name, as the caller said, I'm not sure if you listened or could hear, Deacon Phillippe's middle name is Reese. Just like his mom's middle name is Reese. Because Reese's first name is iconically Laura Jean. One word. It's the most like southern thing in the world. Laura Jean. So he's Deacon Reese Phillippe. The reason we know this is because of this iconic People magazine story that is aggregated from TMZ in 2006.
Incredible.
With the headline, Deacon Phillippe's middle name revealed. It says, every once in a while, spelled wrong, we get an email in our tips box asking what three-year-old...
Why isn't people like this anymore? Why don't they speak in first person anymore?
They had to button up. Every once in a while, we get an email in our tips box asking what three-year-old Deacon Phillippe's middle name is. Why are people emailing
that
about
was
Deacon
me.
Phillippe's
that
middle
me
name?
That was me in 2006.
In 2006.
In 2006, I was, how old? I just graduated.
You were 20.
I was 20, and I was emailing people saying, what the fuck is Deacon Phillippe's middle name? I was emailing once a week. Once a week I emailed. You know this about me.
I know. And they said, truth is, we didn't know. His middle name was never announced when he was born. However, this is so dark. However, since Reese filed divorce paperwork today, the minor children are listed and Deacon's full name is revealed to be Deacon Reese Phillippe.
Insane.
And the only reason they know this is because of the divorce documents that were filed. So once they divorced, we figured out what Deacon's middle name was, and it is not Ryan.
Wasn't Deacon Phillippe just a DJ? Like 2 minutes ago, I swear to God, we were like listening to his music.
Singer.
And we were being like, he's a singer. He's launching a music career.
Early
and now he
pandemic,
wants to be
we were
an
like,
actor. I just love this because I have a theory about this. You want to hear my
theory? Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, so right after Mindy Kaling cast Deacon, I hate that name, Deacon.
In Never Have I Ever.
Yeah. She also cast Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son, Charlie, who has had a longer acting career than Deacon, mm-hmm. but still very much Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son. And I think Mindy Kaling is kind of reading the like Nepo Baby commentary, the like discourse out there. And she's like, fuck you. I'm hiring whoever the hell I want. And like hiring all her friends' kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a little bit of like a wink, wink, take
a
that,
stubbornness.
Bitches. Because yeah. while Charlie Hall has had more kind of actual acting careers.
Charlie Hall, yeah.
Deacon is like truly out of nowhere.
Deacon's never done this before.
Yeah, right.
2 years ago, he was like, I want to be a music producer. On this website, on the Famous Birthdays, he's called a music producer. Deacon Phillippe, music producer.
And Famous Birthdays knows.
His LinkedIn about, which, I mean, maybe a fan made this, but I don't know what kind of person would make a fake LinkedIn for Deacon Phillippe that seemed legitimate, about, I live for music. There's nothing better than finishing a song you've worked on for hours and get to hear it in its finality. I started music production when I was in sixth grade and have been mastering my craft ever since. His experience is musician, Sony Music Entertainment, April 2020 to present. I don't see acting on here. I don't see the Stanislavski course, you know?
He started acting after he stopped updating his LinkedIn. That's what happens.
It's just
when
like
you stop
this
updating
is the,
your LinkedIn.
This is, you're so right. This is the prototypical like like, nepotism happens in Hollywood all the time, but I think this is the nepotism that gets people most pissed off, where it's just like, they really just plucked him out of whatever the fuck he was doing and were like, let's put you in a high-profile TV show for
it's
no reason
weird.
Other than the fact that your mom is Reese Witherspoon.
Also, man on the street, Timmy, said, I watched the entire new season. He plays a private school friend of the main character's love interest. He is in maybe 4 scenes across 2 episodes, and he was, not great.
That's Timmy's editorializing.
You heard it from Timmy. You heard it from Timmy, and we trust Timmy because he watched the entire season, and that's more than I can say.
So, oh my God, all of these headlines recently about Deacon Phillippe. Ava and
You're
Deacon Phillippe star in the latest Ivy Park campaign.
With headlines that say that he looks like his dad and mom.
Well, I'm obsessed with headlines that say he looks like his mom because, as a caller so perfectly pointed out recently, he looks like his dad. They both look more like their dad than they look like Reese. But what I did notice is he has Reese's chin. He's got Ryan's everything else.
In
but
a
he
way,
has
you're obsessed
chin.
With the headlines, but you're more obsessed with the actual like geography
yeah.
of their faces. Yeah, it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So we talked about Charlie Hall, but now he's getting a lot of headlines because, well, a lot of attention. Because he's just been cast in 3 kind of high-profile things. Also, the thing about Charlie Hall is that he doesn't have a famous last name. He just has a famous mom, Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Charlie Hall is a sort of, you know, it's a little more generic.
His first role was on Veep.
Was
so
Veep.
Let's
was on
not,
Mommy's
let's
show.
Let's not even, whatever. But since then, he's been like, he's had significant roles in like various shows I haven't watched, you know, like Love, Victor, mm-hmm. Bel-Air. Moxie, you know, those those things. And he does, like, as Timmy notes, he has a TikTok where he does little TikTok comedy bits, you know?
Yeah. He's got a lot of followers on TikTok. Not a huge amount of followers. He's not very funny. He was in Single Drunk Female, had a pretty big lead in, big role in Single Drunk Female.
Mm-hmm. I did watch that show.
Yeah, that was cute. Cool. Charlie Hall and Deacon Phillippe, 2 different ways in the nepotism landscape.
Do we think that Deacon will have such an illustrious career, much like Charlie Hall, or do we feel like this is another passing phase and he'll take up photography, or maybe he'll become a chef next?
He has Brooklyn Beckham vibes to me. I think Charlie Hall wants to do this. I think Deacon Hall is like, whatever. I'm more intrigued by Ava because I don't really know. Remember when Ava was like, gender's over, like, I'm bi, I'm queer, and like that's the
did
biggest
she say
headline
I'm
we got
bi,
about
I'm
Ava
queer, or did you say gender's over? I think she might have just said gender's over.
She was like, gender is whatever, I'm attracted to people. So she didn't put a label on it, but she said this. That's like the most attention she's ever gotten. I've yet to see whether or not she wants to be an actor, because she's more so than I think Deacon. I think that if she wanted to be an actor, she could be, you know. If she wanted some roles, she could get them. Like, they could write in that Bradley Jackson has an estranged cousin in The Morning Show season 3.
Oh my God,
know?
That'd be so funny. Now that would be funny. Ava's like, hello. I wouldn't put it past that show.
She's going to be in season 3 of Morning
They're
Show.
They're just going to literally replace Reese with Ava and be like, that's Reese.
Why does Bradley Jackson suddenly look like Ryan Phillippe? Like, what's going on here?
She looks so young. Like, what does she do?
You know what would be a real gag? If they replaced Jennifer Aniston with Deacon.
Oh, that would be sick. Deacon and Ava playing
playing
rivals.
Playing nemeses. Okay. Nemeses. How did the third one end?
Oh,
they're still working together, right?
It would have to Steve beep Carell... this. You have to beep this, but Steve Carell.
Right. Okay, that's what happened. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Lindsay, what is Rakuten? Tell everyone. I have Rakuten. I'm looking at it right now in my browser, but explain. You're good at explaining what Rakuten is because you love it.
It's the smartest way to save money when you shop, duh. No, it's, I mean, that's what it is, but I'm not really telling you what it is. That's what it does. It knows where you're shopping. It says, here's how to save money. It gives you cash back for all types of stores because Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more.
Your favorite stores like Dyson, Samsung, or Nike pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. That's you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. Lindsay likes the PayPal account. I'm sort of into a paper check. I like that idea. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals like store sales and coupons. So shop for everything from fashion to beauty, home decor to groceries, even kids' school supplies. You're already shopping at your favorite stores, so why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer, and membership is free and easy to sign up.
Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Hi, Who Weekly. Long time, long time. I'm going to watch the new Prey, like the Predator movie, Prey, tonight. And I was hoping you could tell me, who is Amber Midthunder? The movie's getting a ton of like great press. It's not normally a movie that I would necessarily watch, but I feel like it's getting a lot of good buzz, and it sounds like she's really good in it. And I love that, like, the cast from the older, like, Predator franchise is really, like, backing her and supporting her, because we know how toxic, like, fanboy communities can be when a woman becomes the star of the franchise. So, yeah, who is Amber Midthunder? Continue to listen. Bye.
Shout out to Amber Midthunder for making me interested in a Predator movie for the first time in my life. I've never seen a single Predator movie.
The way that this movie is marketed is so good. Like, I think it took me, like, first of all, a while to figure out it was a Predator movie, just because of the marketing and the way that people were talking about it. Maybe because they were like, it's genuinely really good. And also, like, the Hulu of it all, and what, like, I just did not know anything about it. And I just feel very, like, I just am impressed at the way that they did it. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm going to watch it, though. And I normally wouldn't go watch something like this.
The poster confused me. I didn't put the font. They used the Predator font in the word Prey, but it took me a while to notice that, because I'm just not a big Predator head. I thought the glowing green that's on Amber Midthunder's face implied superhero or like Marvel or DC or something. And I was like, not interested, don't care. And it said from the director of 10 Cloverfield Lane. I was like, that's kind of interested, but I don't really give a shit. It wasn't until suddenly everyone was like, wait, the new Predator movie is amazing. And I was like, wait, that's a Predator movie?
Right.
I'm intrigued.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's interesting to me that the way that they're selling this actually works. It doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like, oh, it's like woke Predator. It feels very much like, no, this is just like a more interesting, welcoming angle into this like series of movies that normally did not interest me. And now I'm interested.
I don't know anything about the Predator lore. So I feel like, when you're making a movie like this, when a studio is making a movie like this, I think they have to assume that a certain percentage of the audience is going to go in blind. So I'm not like uncomfortable making this my first Predator movie, you know? I don't think I am. I should have watched this last night instead of two more episodes of Baking Impossible.
What did you watch instead? Excuse me?
The final two episodes of Baking Impossible. It's a big problem. They weren't even good. Well,
guess what I did? I hooked up my VPN and watched the brand new Are You the One UK. So I guess we're neck and neck in garbage.
We're both making
bad
decisions. I was like, I could start a league of their own. And I was like, or I could watch the final two episodes of Baking Impossible plus one episode of House Hunters.
And I was like, I could do literally anything else, or I could find a really roundabout way to set up my VPN so I could watch a show that is on Paramount Plus UK.
There was an episode of House Hunters where these two fools were moving from Virginia to Austin and they needed a space for their 140 lizards.
I saw the clip that you put.
The episode is called 140 Lizards in Austin.
I think you should play the clip, honestly. I know we're not. I know it's unrelated, but I think you should play the clip.
My love of animals came basically from my dad bringing home all these different exotics as a kid, and it led to this niche of reptiles. Now, I have about 140 lizards. About 80 of them are in one of the bedrooms, and the rest have overflowed into the garage.
It has definitely been a challenge living with lizards. It's very gross, and I hate it because I'm such a girly girl. And sometimes the lizards will escape, and they're like escape convicts in my house, and it's terrifying. I'm not compromising having the lizards in the house.
The requirement of us buying a house, lizards cannot be in the house.
Nope.
They got to have a place to stay. So whether it's a workshop, some building that gets built.
That I feel like is going to be a big challenge for us.
Okay, so Amber Mid-Thunder is an Indigenous actress. She is not only the first woman leading a Predator movie.
Well, that's not so shocking. Sorry.
She is the first Indigenous actress who's ever led a mainstream movie, according to this InStyle profile of her. So that's like, that's huge.
She's the girly from Sunshine Cleaning.
Well, there's Sunshine Cleaning, which is a kind of forgettable, but I remember kind of liking
Sunshine
it.
Cleaning.
Indie movie
I
with
love
Amy Adams
Sunshine
and Emily Blunt and their sisters who clean up, who
clean up murder
decide to scam and clean
whatever.
Up murder scenes to make money.
I love
because
it.
So she has a very small role in that movie. It was her first time on film. And she's like, I stood behind Alan Arkin in a scene, which was like exciting. Okay, so the thing about her, though, is she's technically nepotism, but it's not the type of like nepotism we're used to.
I kind of don't even think of this as nepotism.
It's a dictionary definition of nepotism. However, it's not the same as Reese Witherspoon, a powerful white lady in Hollywood, being like, put my son on your show, Mindy Kaling. You know, that's not the same.
But it also isn't, I don't know. I mean, her mother is literally a casting person, does casting.
Yes.
And her father is a very successful kind of character actor slash like a stunt guy, which is interesting because when you search their names on YouTube, you find both of their reels immediately. But Amber's reel, which I thought was really interesting, is an action reel. Like it's her mother like put it together a reel of her doing all these like cool stunts. So like they're so just like her father, she's trying to sell her as like kind of this action star, which worked because she stars in Prey. Yeah,
she was in a show with her father, Longmire. It was a show they were in together. It wasn't like a hugely actiony role, but that's clearly the vibe that her family was trying to curate for her. So in that way, that's why I think like the fact that yes, David Mid-Thunder and Angelique Mid-Thunder are not Reese Witherspoon, but they are successful career Hollywood people.
You're right.
They
You're
have
right.
the skills and they have the insights into like how to build a career and how to start from the bottom. Obviously, so much of it has to do with luck, but like their know-how was absolutely, I think like objectively a factor in her becoming the lead of this Prey movie or getting the opportunity to become the lead of this Prey movie.
Of course.
She's a member of the Fort Peck Sioux tribe in New Mexico.
And so is her father.
That's a big part of her story. Also, really cool thing about Prey is that you can watch it with a
Comanche.
Full Comanche dub.
That's crazy. I love that. I find it very interesting that her father, David Mid-Thunder, has one of the longest careers. And he's always playing these like native roles. Like he literally was in Westworld. And I bet you can imagine what role he played. You know, what
he
kind
was
of
a member of the
played.
Ghost Nation.
Right.
An
exactly.
Indigenous character in Westworld. Yes.
Right.
But he was in a ton of episodes of Westworld too. Like he was a big character. He was Dakota.
Yeah. No, that was a big plot. I'm not saying it's minor, but I'm saying it is interesting that it's like, he's been typecast his like whole career in these kind of specific roles. And she was in a way a little bit typecast, but she's the lead of the movie. So it really shows kind of this shifting of the time where, no, we actually need to look for actors that are that have it all, that are able to like pull this off and more just like, oh, we need to fill a bucket. What do you know what I mean?
The changing like willingness for studios to like recenter stories. So like he's always in these stories as an Indigenous person in stories that are centered around like the white person's perspective. And then in Prey, it's like, no, we're centering it on this woman. We're centering it on her story. And I'm sure that that's like so gratifying to her parents to have like been in the business, made it work. But it's like, oh, God, I'm always like the Indigenous person in a story about like James Marsden in the Wild West, you know, like.
I mean, think of how happy Angelique Mid-Thunder must feel. Her mother. That's her mother.
That's
who put together her action reel and posted it in November 28th, 2015. She does dirt bike riding, horse riding, firearms, and rappelling.
Mm-hmm. There's a little anecdote in one of the profiles of her that came out recently where it says, Amber Mid-Thunder learned earlier than most how to nail an audition. Her mother, Angelique, runs a casting firm in Santa Fe. Amber, as a toddler, sat in her mother's office after school. Like, those are things that don't leave you when you grow up watching your mom, a casting director, like cast people in movie roles, you know, it's really fully in her DNA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I gotta watch Prey tonight.
Hi, Bobby and Lindsay. I am just wondering, was everyone
at Marci Martin's birthday party this weekend? Did you know it's normal for your vagina to be acidic? Crunch, crunch.
Did you know that Marci Martin had a Shrek-themed birthday party when she turned 18 this weekend?
I did know that Marci Martin had a Shrek-themed birthday party when she turned 18 this week because I saw so many pictures of it.
I've never seen Shrek look more glamorous. They really took Shrek to like the next level. Like when I saw Shrek themed birthday party, I was like, oh God, it's gonna look shit. But it was like Shrek chic. You know what I mean?
It's not camp, like
whimsical fairy tale, like, you know, Shrek inspired, but more of the fairy tale thing. Like,
right. She
did do like her Fiona redhead thing, but it was her dress did not look, it was inspired by Fiona's green dress. Like, it was a sexy green dress and she had like gorgeous red hair. You know what I mean? But she wasn't like in green makeup. Like, she didn't like come as Shrek.
Yeah. It wasn't like bright, horrifying, like DreamWorks colors. You know, like, no one looked weird, you know, like no one looked silly at all.
Like, shout out to Lori Ann Maya and the whole at wife of the party team for helping me bring, like, I would never, you know, shout out the party planners, but I have to say I watched the like video of all the of the party and I was like, wow, they really turned it out, because it doesn't even look like, it looks like, if I told you Shrek, you'd say, oh, I see the Shrek. But if I didn't tell you Shrek, you'd be like, oh, it's like a gorgeous,
it's
like
glam
landscape of like fairy tale vibes. And she had like a cake that was a big castle and drinks that were themed like, you know, far, far away, which is like, isn't that where Shrek lives or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. It says welcome to far, far away when you walk in. And it's woodsy, kind of like where Shrek lived. But I'm just like, when you hear Shrek 2 themed birthday party, you would think the opposite of this. It's so surprising.
Yeah, you would think like silly and campy and like the meme version of Shrek, which like is another part of the internet. But this was like glamour Shrek. And I love that. Shrek is so versatile.
It was legitimately very glamorous and pretty. And she, I love her caption so much because you can tell that it genuinely means so much to her. It says, oh, I just accidentally closed the tab. It says, ever since I was little, I have believed Shrek 2 was the greatest movie of all time.
Shrek 2. We just talked about how Shrek 2 is better than Shrek 1.
And for the past 17 years, I knew for my 18th that I would do a Shrek themed party. Best believe if I want it, I go get it.
And everybody was there. Kelly Rowland, Ryan Destiny, Janelle Monáe, Lori Harvey, speaking of.
Karrueche Tran.
Jill Scott, Jabari Banks. JT from the City Girls, what? Amber Riley, Logan Browning, Sky Jackson, my fave. Miles Brown from Black-ish, who's like, plays her brother, I think. Everyone. Everybody was there.
Was everyone at the party? The answer is yes. Did the party look good? Yes. Kelly Rowland loved the party so much that she wrote an Instagram grid post and said, dearest Marci, to know you is to love you, period. May God grant you and
her
all your heart's desires. And then some. Happy birthday, genius. Love you. Kelly Rowland said happy birthday, genius.
Hi, Lindsay Bobby. I'm just reading this piece about Joe Jonas. I'm absolutely screaming. On people.com, it says he is partnering with a new injectable in his new campaign. Joe Jonas spoke to people about his new partnership with injectable brand Zealman and what his grooming routine looks like. So he's basically on here just being like, boys, we're getting older. Sometimes boys need to smooth out their wrinkles too. Like, this is iconic to me. Like, I don't know, I just absolutely love this. Like, has there ever been like celebrity man doing like a grooming spawn before, let alone like a cosmetic surgery spawn? Like, is he a true trailblazer with this agenda? Like, I'm just, yeah, the piece in People is something else. So yeah, take a read and let me know. Yeah, do we have any other like, is someone doing spawn for him? Yeah, I wanted to know if other celebs have done a male grooming, like, borderline surgery spawn. Okay, thanks so much. Grateful for you. Grateful for Sharna. Bye.
Joe Jonas gets candid about using injectables in a new campaign. Quote, we can be open and honest.
Joe Jonas got candid about using injectables in a new campaign, quote, we can be open and honest. That's the People headline he got in his exclusive spread. When Lindsay sent me this thing, she sent
me, sent you
was it the tweet
Instagram
or the Instagram
of the ad that he's doing for the injectables. And Bobby responded, this is not the work of cream.
I said, this is not the work of serums and creams or something like that. And because I thought that it was just going to be, this was my own gendered response. I was like, oh, this man is doing a post about skincare.
You couldn't imagine that he was doing injectables.
I couldn't imagine it. And that's on me. And I feel bad. But I was like, look at this man's face. He has all the procedures done that everyone in Hollywood has done. That's not, don't piss on my foot and tell me it's raining. You know, like, don't piss on my foot and tell me it's serums. It's,
well, they call it skincare in the ad, and you're watching the ad, and you were like halfway through the ad, and you were like, I'm sorry, he looks way too refreshed to have just have done some sort of skincare. And I was like, Bobby, no, the ad's for
injectables. It's about injectables.
It's about literally like Juvederm. I mean, that's the brand name, but it's about like, you know,
it's about a new filler. It's about a smart toxin known as Xeomin, which is a form of botulism. It's a form of Botox, but it's the smart toxin. I've never heard this phrase in my entire life.
No toxins are smart. They're not smart. Get out of here, Joe Jonas. I know they say to start young, but or whatever sometimes, but like, he's not that old. He's so young.
Well, that's the whole new thing. Did you read the Salon story yesterday or Slate story that was like, the new trend in Botox is to start young, but here's why that's a problem, because your muscles become immune to the toxin or something like that. Yeah. I was like, I can't. I'm not an esthetician. I can't give you advice.
I can't give you advice. He posted it on his birthday. Like the way that they time this, it's like, I'm getting a year older, but like, I'm staying hot because I'm working with Xeomin, the smart toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Xeomin.
It's botulism, but it's a new form of botulism called Xeomin, the smart toxin.
Ask your dog. Yeah, Xeomin. Yeah, you can see his eyebrows are lifted to the gods.
Who wants to wake up looking like someone else? Not me.
Whether I'm home or on the road or somewhere in between, I try to take care of my skin. Because I believe less is more, I really care what I put in my body. I want consistent results. I want something that keeps me, well, looking like me. Because there's no one way to define beauty. With a smart toxin like Xeomin, it's on my terms.
Xeomin Incobotulinum Toxin A is an FDA-approved treatment used to temporarily improve the look of moderate to severe frown lines between the eyebrows. Effects of Xeomin may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of life-threatening conditions. Side effects may include allergic reactions, headache, injection site pain, eyelid drooping, and swelling. Tell your doctor about your medical history, muscle and nerve conditions, and all medicines, especially botulinum toxins, muscle relaxants, and blood thinners, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. Doses of Xeomin are not the same as other botulinum toxins.
He looks great. He looks great. And I'm all for, I hate when celebrities clearly get more than, when a celebrity is like, I just use this $12 moisturizer every day and that's how I look this good.
That's,
it's like,
true. Like, you,
I hate you so much.
You can't hate this if you hate that.
You can't hate transparency.
Listen, he gave People the exclusive interview and he says, I don't think it's necessarily something that we should shy away from. We can be open and honest about it and be confident and not really shy away from speaking our truth. I guess this is kind of like speaking your truth. I personally care a lot about what I put in my body. And with an aesthetic treatment like this, I want to be mindful of what was in it. Tackling his frown lines and even a scar between his eyebrows, Xeomin gave him that little extra boost in confidence he said he needed. Yeah. And he said, okay, this is great. Without being too much for my liking, he said, I appreciate that it wasn't over the top. It's very light.
I appreciate that this is happening, but I also find it so funny because the Jonas Brothers, like, it takes a particular type of person to be willing to do this, and it just so happens that particular type of person has the last name Jonas. You know, like, they are so shameless and willing. There's the shamelessness leads accidentally to progressive content. You know, like, by the very nature of them being willing to do whatever the fuck to make money, they're doing something actually quite interesting and progressive, and, like, they're dealing with gender interestingly.
Don't you feel still genuinely rocked and shocked that the Jonas Brothers, like, are relevant again in our culture?
I can't believe it.
Think about it. Like, 5 years ago, could you have guessed that the Jonas Brothers would reunite, have hits on the radio, marry celebrities.
Marry interesting women who are more, like, interesting than they are.
And then be able to sell me Botox in a way that is like an A-lister is selling me Botox.
Lindsay?
In a way. Yeah.
It's Xeomin, the smart toxin. It's not Botox. Apparently Botox is a dumb toxin.
Yeah, is Botox dumb?
I think Botox might be a dumb toxin. So, I mean, if we're dealing with a binary here, I think that Botox is a dumb toxin. God, the Jonas Brothers are thems, though. God, that's the thing.
They behave
like who's, but they're thems.
Yeah, they're like, fuck. Buy our popcorn or whatever.
they have one of the most talked about shows on television now. This, like, what's it called?
What show? What show?
The one that's like, who's this? Who am I related to?
Oh, fuck that show.
What's it called? What's it called?
Is it talked about? It's called.
Everyone's
like,
talking about it. People call in about it all the time.
What's
it's
it
like,
called?
It's like, I'm a. Who's this? It's called, like, what's this? Celebrity relative show.
It's called Who's This? It's not called Who's This.
It's called Claim to Fame.
Oh, yeah. Okay, interesting.
Remember, like, Kiki Palmer's sister was on it? And she was like, I'm so shy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I mean, yeah, and everyone's like, this is Who's. It's like, no, these are just, like, people siblings.
It's like, I'm sorry, a woman named Brittany who was revealed in episode 2 to be the daughter of Brett Favre. It's like, no, babe, none of these people are Who's. All these people are Nas. Not even Nas, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So why are we talking about it?
So anyway, Joe Jonas is a them. He's behaving Who-ly, but in doing so...
You know who's always a Who, though? Their brother, Frankie. That guy will never be a them. Nice try.
He's writing it to, like, the hosting job of Claim to Fame, though.
Sure, sure, so. Sure. Whatever.
Okay, so that's it.
Hi, Lindsay Bobby. I just saw... Somebody posted that Naomi Biden, who is the president's granddaughter, is watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So my question for you is, do you think President Joe Biden knows who Erica Jane is? Crunch, crunch.
Lindsay, does President Biden know who Erica Jane is?
Unfortunately, the answer is yes, because in an LA Times piece from a few years ago, nope, from last year, we have Real Housewives attorney Tom Girardi used cash and clout to forge powerful political connections. And in that, we have a story about when Joe Biden came to LA to raise money for his presidential campaign, and Tom Girardi filled a dining room at the Jonathan Club with wealthy attorneys. Quote, obviously everyone thinks the world of you, and they should, Girardi told Biden, as his then-wife, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane, looked on in a stylish blue dress. So I think he knows who she is.
Mm-hmm. Politicians know the people who give them money.
They sure do. They sure do. Does he know what happened with Tom Girardi and Erica Jane? I don't, probably not.
Yeah, no, he definitely doesn't know what happened with Erica
Jane. No, he doesn't really know. Yeah, but he's met her.
Does Aaron Taylor Johnson know who Anya Taylor Joy is, and vice versa? Okay, crunch, crunch. Bye bye.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, Anya Taylor Joy. Say that 10 times fast.
Does Aaron Taylor Johnson know who Anya Taylor Joy is? Does Aaron Taylor Johnson know who Anya Taylor Joy is? I think the answer is yes. They're both young Hollywood. Well, one's younger than the other, but they're both young Hollywood.
Do you have any actual evidence for me? I feel like this is a game of I don't know her, and I just want to know if you...
Sam Taylor Johnson made Aaron Taylor Johnson watch The Queen's Gambit at the beginning of quarantine, and I'm that absolutely happened. The chess show, you made me watch the chess show, and Sam Taylor Johnson said, we're watching the fucking chess show. Absolutely.
You think that?
Yeah, absolutely. He was like, I can't hear you complain about Tenet again. We need to take our minds off of Tenet. We're talking about chess.
And Aaron Taylor Johnson kind of looks like the guy that Anya Taylor-Joy married. Malcolm McRae.
Yeah,
they're both floppy guys. Little floppy haired
guys.
Does
Anya Taylor-Joy know Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think. Sure.
They're both young in Hollywood. They know who they are.
I couldn't find a direct crossover, but I would love to find kind of like a connection.
I think for sure Aaron knows Anya, but I can't figure out if she's like seemingly above it all and kind of aloof legitimately, or if it's part of the character that she's created.
Their names are so similar in a funny way that I feel like they, if anything, they just know each other from like that, because they're both literally like... ATJs and Taylor as middle, you know, they're all like, they're all, what's his name? Reese Witherspoon, Deacon Reese Witherspoon, you know?
Not this Reddit thread. Anya Taylor-Joy and Aaron Taylor Johnson are both actors with eerily similar names. Why does this bother me? In the subreddit, no stupid questions.
Can you phrase that as a question, please?
No.
Oh, it is a question. Why does this bother me?
Why does this bother me? Only one answer. There's only one comment on this thread, and the answer is always did. Okay. Always did.
Moving on.
Hey, Lindsay, Bobby, Timmy. Who to them? VH1 dating reality TV shows. What Chili Wants, Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, I Love New York, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, and For the Love of Ray J. Crunch, crunch.
We're ranking VH1, iconic VH1 dating shows, specifically the ones the caller mentioned, which are Flavor of Love, I Love New York, Rock of Love, What Chili Wants, A Shot at Love, and For the Love of Ray J. A Shot at Love was a Tila Tequila one.
Flava Flav, New York, Bret Michaels, Chili Wants kind of doesn't count in this. So For the Love of Ray J also doesn't really count. A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, right? Then we had the spinoffs, which were Charm School. We had Daisy.
Well, no
of
one
Love,
they didn't answer. They didn't ask about those, is what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, but they asked about. Well, I don't care. Those are part of the canon. Real Enchants, even from I Love New York. You even had the ill-fated Megan Wants Money or whatever, where she almost picked a serial killer as her winner.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you got to include the good and the bad. The themmiest one is Flavor of Love. And I would say, you know, Rock of Love at a close second. And then I Love New York as a third. But the kind of the Tiffany Pollard remains kind of the queen of all of this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Tiffany Pollard is the blueprint for everything. So
she's the blueprint. She's the greatest remaining piece of this pie.
I don't think that Charm School counts because it's not really a dating show. But it was a big show. A Shot at Love at Tila Tequila was pretty buzzy and talked about, like, because everyone, Tila Tequila was very much like was a Kim Kardashian figure at that time, where people were like, who is this person? Why is she all over my television set suddenly? Like,
no one
could explain Tila Tequila.
And she kind of came from nowhere in a way. Like, there really was MySpace.
Yes. Like, people could explain New York. People could explain Paris Hilton. No one could explain Tila Tequila.
Right.
We could explain Chili's, but I think that kind of brings her up to the top of the list because it was like, wait, what the fuck is this show? Tila Tequila is such a fucking disaster area too.
And Tila Tequila came from MySpace. That's like not a joke.
Yes.
Like she, if you tried to explain it, you'd be like, well, she had the most friends on MySpace. It's like, that's crazy that's where she came from. Right. And now it's like, ugh, don't Google her.
Yeah. So we have like A Shot at Love, For the Love of Ray J, What Chili Wants. What was the other one that you mentioned?
Megan Loves Money or whatever.
Megan Loves Money. Or wasn't I Love Money?
I Love Money with Megan, maybe. I don't know. And then you had Real Enchants, the Legend Hunters or whatever. Real Enchants were from New York's season, I'm pretty sure.
But that didn't count as a dating show, Real Enchants, you know?
I get, but it was because women were competing to date them, right?
No, Real Enchants wasn't about dating. It was about them, like, they go to, like, the woods and stuff.
Okay,
they went to, like, the woods and, like, did... It was, like, Discovery Channel-ish stuff.
Uh-huh.
So let's add I Love Money on there. And now we have A Shot at Love, For the Love of Ray J, What Chili Wants, I Love Money. I think, no offense to What Chili Wants, I think that's at the bottom of the list.
Weirdly, because even though Chili is the most kind of notable, like...
Chili is themier than Ray J, but still, did that show was not...
That show was not it. That's true.
I think moving up, it's I Love Money, then For the Love of Ray J, then A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. And then we have Rock of Love, I Love New York, and Flavor of Love up top.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things, they were infinity. They were infinite spinoffs of all of these shows, but these were the main OGs, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's start from the bottom again one more time. What Chili Wants, I Love Money, For the Love of Ray J, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, Rock of Love, I Love New York, and Flavor of Love. We did it.
Tia Mowry, who? Tamara Mowry, who? Tia and Tamara Mowry, them? French, French.
Didn't we do this one? Am I losing my freaking mind? Didn't we do something vaguely like this?
This exact call, I don't think that we've done this exact question. Who's individually them's when their forces are combined? Is that right? I'm not quite sure. I think it is, but am I wrong?
Well, it's interesting because like Mary-Kate and Ashley are both them's like separate to me. But then you're right. Like if they're themier when it's Mary-Kate and Ashley. But
they're much themier when it's
and Ashley Olsen is a lot whoier.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other twins when they're themier together? Yeah, of course. I just can't think of any.
Who are those like hunky is the wrong word, but like
no.
Dopey, muscly twins who were on Desperate Housewives?
I don't know.
Felicity Edmonds twins?
I've never heard of them.
Charlie twins, Desperate Housewives. I think they're both gay. Maybe I'm wrong. The Carver twins, Charlie and Max Carver. Because they're who's separately and they're who's together. The Carver twins.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You asked for another pair of twins. Sorry, I mentioned.
No, I did. No, it's fine. I just never heard of them in my life.
I think they're both. I think they're gay. One of them's gay. I think Charlie's gay.
Uh huh.
He was in the boys in the band.
Are we done with this question?
I think we're done with the question. Okay, Tia and Tamara, them. Tia who? Tamara who?
Hi, Bobby Lindsay. I was hoping that you could rank from who to them. Streets, boulevards, avenues, ways, places, expressways, highways, freeways. Who to them? Types of streets. Crunch, crunch.
So we're who to theming street, boulevard, avenue, way, place, expressway, highway, freeway. I think at the bottom of the list is way.
Is way? Just way.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
we're missing lane also. The only one we're missing, I think, is lane.
I don't think expressway, freeway, and highway should be on here. Sorry. It's like, are we talking just like, we're talking about just like streets. Like, we don't need to talk about highways, freeways, expressways. Also, like, all similar.
Yeah. Also, I don't know the difference between any of those things. I really don't know the difference between any of those, but expressway, highway, freeway, I feel like are interchangeable.
We're cutting those. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Street, boulevard, ave, lane, way, place. I think street's up at the top.
Okay. I think top of the thing is street. Then I think ave. I think ave is second.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then I think
boulevard.
Then I think boulevard. Then I think place, lane, way is the next
place.
Down. Yeah.
I guess there's like, yeah, Prospect Place, places.
Place, lane, way. Lane is
lane
like
and
cutesy.
Way feel very cutesy. Yeah, they feel cutesy. They feel a little twee.
Cutesy.
They feel a little
like,
magical.
All right, we have a too much time on our hands to name this street whatever way.
They feel like I'm at an amusement park, you know?
Right. Like, it's like where are these streets leading? Like
restaurant way.
Neverland,
I'm on restaurant
you know?
Way.
Right. Yeah,
I'm on
true.
Mickey Mouse Lane.
It's very
you know?
Bobby, like
Brie
living
Larson
on a,
Lane.
Living on a street, very rural, and naming it like Bobby's way, and it's like okay,
Bobby's
great.
Way.
There was, like there's no street here. Like this isn't on Google, you know?
So we have them to hoot street Ave. Boulevard, place, lane, way. I
yeah,
think
that's
so
that's absolutely correct.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
That's correct.
Also correct. This is the correct time to end this show. Thank you for listening to an episode of Who's There.
Also
keep
correct.
Calling in because we love feedback. Like Bryce Dallas Howard, call in at 619 Who Them to leave questions, comments, and concerns.
I love feedback.
Support us on Patreon.com/WhoWeekly. For bonus episodes, Discord server, occasional newsletter, and more commentaries. We just recorded a commentary for Widows, the movie that drops this weekend. We love Widows. You can also get all of the VIP audio content on Apple subscription in your Apple Podcast app for the same price. Pre-order my debut novel, The Old Place, wherever you get your
you
books.
You better do it. You better.
You better fucking pre-order it.
You
and
better.
We'll see you on Tuesday. Oh my God, we'll see you on Tuesday. We're going to talk about someone named Jutes.
Oh no.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
Hey. And I love that. Shrek is so versatile.
Hi, Weekly Mom. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Timmy. Let's try this again. Oh my God.
Can you erase
Timmy, we're going to try again. Hi, Weekly. Long time. I'm sorry.
No, we have a question.
No, we really do have a question about name blindness. Normally, it's like Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. But we have a new one, which is Rebel Wilson and Rumor Willis. Because we're watching Now and Then, or Then and Now, as my gay friend's gay husband said, called it. And he thought that Rumor Willis grew up to be Rebel Wilson, like some sort of anamorph situation. So is Rebel Wilson... I keep wanting to say Ruth Wilson, Rebel Wilson, Rumor Willis.
Ruth Wilson.
I know, but not for this example. Is that name face blindness? Also, Tommy Lee's P
penis is still on Twitter. We're very high. Timmy, I'm really sorry for the call right before this. We did, believe it or not, practice for the last, like, 20 minutes to call back. So hopefully this is comprehensible. But anyway, come to Canada. Weed is legal, and it's a wonderful life. Okay, bye.
Hey, guys. I've already called it a bunch of times today, but I just heard your segment about the restaurant carbs. And I used to work at the Olive Garden when I was in college, and it was like the breadstick situation was absolutely insane. So people would like go wild for the free breadsticks and the like unlimited breadsticks and salads. So because we served so many of them, there was one worker, and it was her entire job for like her whole shift. She just stood and like loaded up trays and put them in the oven like for 8 hours every day. That was her whole job. And they put this particular woman to work there because she was a bit misanthropic and they couldn't put her in front of clients. So she just like coated the breadsticks with butter and then put them in the oven. And she used an actual, like, it looked like a, like, industrial sized paintbrush. And it was like a, almost like a bucket filled with like liquid butter that looked like it came from like a gas station. Like it was, that something you transport like gasoline in, and she just spent hours with like angrily coating the breadsticks with the paintbrush, and so when I would get my like free employee meal or whatever reduced, I never ate those because the butter looked seriously like industrial, like it came from a factory or something. So I would just get them made without butter, and then just dip them in marinara sauce because I saw how the sausage was made behind the scenes, so to speak. Crunch, crunch.
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby. I'm just calling to validate Bobby and his sister Schubert role. And maybe it's a Texas thing. I'm in North Carolina, but my grandmother would make the best kind of Parker House rolls at Thanksgiving, and unfortunately she never wrote that recipe down, so we could never recreate it. But the only thing we could find that was even remotely close to it was the Sister Schubert Parker House rolls in the frozen section, and she is from Fort Worth, Texas, so it may be a Texas thing. But anyway, Sister Schubert, them, my grandmother, who...
Justice for Sister Schubert. I love hearing that name on my favorite podcast. And Sister Schubert, who I thought was a nun for many, many years, is not. She's just a good old lady who makes good old bread. And I can confirm that while they're not a Texas thing, that they do not sell them in New York. And I know that because at Thanksgiving, I bring a frozen 2-pack of Sister Schubert rolls to my mother-in-law's house in New York City. Crunch, crunch. Justice for the sister. Bye.
Hey, Lindsay, Bobby, I guess mostly Lindsay, this is not that important. I guess you don't have to play this, but I do think like you should run, not walk, to go find Sister Schubert rolls. They are so good. I don't think you can oversell them. Yeah, they come in like a tin. You can just like pop them in the oven. You don't have to do anything with them. You don't even have to take them out of their container. And they're just like, oh my gosh, they are so good. You need them at every meal. Anyway, yeah, go find Sister Schubert rolls. Thank you just in general for ranking all of the restaurant carbs. That really takes me back to like my high school days. Wow. What a gift. All right. Well, thanks guys. Crunch, crunch.
Hey, sorry. It's like an annoying, like, Gen Z call, but you guys talk about it a lot. What is the Hills? I feel bad that I don't know what it is, because like I love the OC, like Ryan Atwood's my baby, and like I thought the Hills and the OC were like kind of the same thing, but I don't know if I can Google it. I thought Mary Cavallari was like based off of like the fact that Kristen Cavallari was like, I don't know, like a cook, like a wag, which I hate. It's like so embarrassing for me. And I watched all the episodes of it, so what is the Hills? All right, I'm sorry. Love you guys. Crunch, crunch.